You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are joined by Mike Acosta, partner at Acosta & Williams LLC, a national law firm with a local presence that has developed relationships with prestigious law firms throughout the country and is looking to fight for the right of individuals in catastrophic events as well as everyday occurrences. Mr. Acosta, certainly a privilege and honor to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to discuss with you my firm and how we can help people in everyday society.
Thank you. It's our privilege. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say. Now, Acosta and Williams was hired by some of the Aurora shooting victims to represent them. What is the purpose of the lawsuit, and was it trying to promote or change awareness out there?
Yes. We presently represent myself and my firm. Have partnered together with another law firm in New York, and the name of that firm is Napoli Byrne. We have presently representing about 30 to 35 clients in regards to the injuries they sustained as a result of the incident that occurred in Aurora. In that incident, a movie theater that is a very large movie theater chain decided that it would be appropriate to be able to have access for rear exit doors for individuals to go in and out as they so fit. My intent in regards to this particular litigation is to be able to say I promoted some change and being able to provide a safer environment for individuals that actually want to just enjoy an afternoon, enjoy an evening, or enjoy a night with the family and friends. In that scenario, we want to really make sure that these people have a comfort level and that business owners actually take some more responsibility for what they do and what services they provide to individuals throughout the United States. And to be able to provide that safe environment for people makes them feel safe and makes me feel safe and my family feel safe in how we approach our daily lives.
Mesothelioma is a popular topic today. How active has your law firm been in fighting for victims' rights when it comes to meso?
Yes, mesothelioma has been affected many people throughout the United States, and it's very prominent in society today. And what we're looking to do is get involved with people that have had this exposure to mesothelioma, therefore being exposed to asbestos. Mesothelioma is a cancer that has been caused by an individual's exposure to this specific type of asbestos, and it's a fatal disease that has affected families throughout the United States. We have now presently representing individuals in a variety of states, from Florida to California to Minnesota. It mostly affects individuals that are working close to the water or working in naval shipyards. And we're looking to be able to say we've helped resolve and help put an end to this exposure and being able to help these people that they desperately need, because due to the fatality of this disease, there is a short longevity of individuals' lives, and we're trying to make their lives as smooth as possible when they first get exposed until their passing.
Now, you're a local law firm on the East Coast. Have you been actively involved with any Hurricane Sandy relief efforts or lawsuits?
Yes, actually it's twofold. I first had an opportunity to do some charitable work where I was able to raise funding for a school down in the Pinelands region where I was able to help deliver toys for the Christmas season for individuals that have not been able to go to their homes or not been able to afford any toys for their children. When I had this opportunity, I really wanted to get involved not only from a charitable aspect, but from a personal aspect. Now that I've seen what these people are going through on a daily basis, I can help use my experience as an attorney and get these people compensation when they are fighting insurance companies. Insurance companies, as a result of Superstorm Sandy, have been denying claims, and these claims are affecting individuals' rights and the obligations of insurance companies when they simply don't take a personal aspect to this and push these people by the side. It is, again, that David versus Goliath scenario that I want to prevent, and I want to be able to say I fought for them and helping them get what everything they're entitled to. They are a couple different ways individuals have these claims. It's either through a public adjuster, where someone comes to their home and asks to fight for their rights and try and get them to fight for an insurance company. However, a public adjuster can only take a claim so far. That's at that point when an insurance company says yes or no to that potential claim, then what would happen is that they would not be able to file an appeal. An attorney would be able to get in there and file an appeal and, if necessary, file a lawsuit. The other way that this is handled is that a public adjuster is hired by an insurance company to go out and evaluate the claims. We are saying that is a biased opinion on what actual damages has occurred to an individual's property, and they're going to be favoring the side of the insurance companies. We're saying let us have the opportunity to fight with these companies to get these people the compensation they deserve.
Now today we're joined by Mike Acosta, partner at Acosta & Williams LLC, a national law firm with a local presence here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Acosta, I also understand you've been involved with the birth control device Mirena and raising awareness of the side effects this can cause in women. What are some of the side effects and how is this impacting women's lives?
Mirena is actually a birth control device that is being inserted into a woman. It's actually a product that is approximately 2 to 3 inches in length. And what happens is that this product itself, after it is being inserted into the woman, is actually what they call migrating. Now, migrating is a legal term saying that this product is moving throughout the body. It's actually going through the uterine wall of a woman. And in some instances, this product has been found in women's lungs, and it moves on its own basis. And the product itself has not been properly looked at by the FDA, and it has not been deemed to be acceptable to me or anyone else in the industry, because this is a product that should not be on the market. It is causing women to incur an additional surgery where they have to go under general anesthesia and be able to locate this particular product. First, they would have to go through a CAT scan or an MRI to actually find the product, because it was in the original position where it was inserted. And that's a scare in and of itself. Now, where it goes, who knows? The body doesn't give it their direction, so they have to find it and then have it removed at some point in time, wherever it's located in the body. So this is affecting women in a variety of ways, making them have to go under the knife, so to speak, to actually get this product out of their body that we believe should have never been put in their body in the first place.
Without a question. While we're talking about women's health, vaginal mesh is another medical device women are using but seeing adverse side effects. What's your experience and involvement in these kinds of lawsuits?
The vaginal mesh is a product that is inserted into women, and its lawsuit is presently pending in West Virginia. There are about 30,000 claims. These claims are some of the worst claims that I have ever seen in the side effects that are occurring to women. These products are requiring women to undergo not one, not two, but in some instances up to 3 to 5 surgeries to remove the product that was originally inserted into them. This product is not withstanding the stability that it's supposed to have been used for. It is not actually serving the intended purpose that this was supposed to be used for. These products are affecting these women in a variety of ways. These waves not only include intercourse in public, in the relationships that they're having with their significant others, it actually affects their bodies where there can actually cause a discharge, or in some incidents it's called a fistula. And the fistula actually is a reversal of what actually happens to women when they're using the bathroom. And to go into more detail would not be appropriate in any way, but these injuries are significant, and this product is not being able to withstand its intended purpose, and these women are experiencing horrific injuries that I hope that with these products have been recalled, that these women are becoming aware of the potential effects that could be happening to them.
It's very clear that you do see and cover quite a vast array of situations. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Acosta & Williams LLC online?
Okay, no problem. I appreciate that. Now, our law firm does have a website. It's called acostaandwilliams.com. Or if you'd like to reach out to us by phone, it's 1-800-677-DRUG. And drug is 3784. Let me just tell you that again. It's acostaandwilliams.com. It's A-C-O-S-T-A, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.com. And the number is 1-800-677-DRUG or 3784.
And in conclusion, is there any closing comments that our listeners should know about your law firm?
Yes. The biggest thing that I want to portray to the listeners is that in any event, if you have a catastrophic injury or you're involved in a motor vehicle accident, reach out to us and we will help you get the compensation you deserve, and we will be able to stand up for you in court and say, this is what we want and this is how we're going to get it. And we will go through any obstacle to make sure that you receive the compensation you deserve.
Been great to have had you on. Come back anytime. He is Mike Acosta, partner at Acosta & Williams LLC, a national law firm with a local presence. And the website of reference, once again, is acostawilliams.com. Mr. Acosta, thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.